If you would look at Matthew chapter 7, and I believe you have some notes there. I'm not sure if you do. If you would follow along, we'll read two verses. And then if you have Isaiah 35, if you would find that as well, kind of a parallel passage. And we'll look at both of these tonight. And I pray that our time here would be an encouragement. I want to talk to you about the holy highway, the Christian life. And the Bible calls it a highway. Jesus called it a way in many different places in God's Word. It's titled that. And of course, I enjoy traveling many different ways, but I really like driving. I don't know. It's just maybe something that I enjoy to do, and our family has always enjoyed. And I've been told there's over 4 million miles of roads in the United States. All right. Now, I haven't traveled all of that, but not yet anyway. Amen. But, you know, some of them are dangerous. Amen. You know, like Avenue K. Some of them are, fun. Some of them are beautiful. I've crisscrossed on the 40, and then we've done it on the 70 through Colorado, and then we've done it on the 80 through Nebraska, and Nebraska. I mean, if you know what I'm talking about, all right. And then we're going to do it this summer through up the 90 and to have a good time. But I've gone taken the 5 to Canada and down to Mexico and the Pan American Highway that all the way from South America all the way to North America. And it's a wonderful thing to do, to be on the road sometimes. And I know some of you will do that this summer. But tonight I want to talk to you about the most wonderful road of all, the Christian life. All right, would you stand with me? Let's read these two verses, and then we'll look at Isaiah 35 and read those three verses. And then I pray that tonight something that's said will be an encouragement to you. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 13 first, he said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Notice Isaiah 35 now in verse 8. God talks about the Christian life, says here, and he says, "And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Let's pray together tonight. Father, we thank you for your word and the privilege to read it tonight and just to spend some time here in the middle of the week as a church together, Lord, looking into your word. And I just do ask tonight that you would, Lord, bless your word. I pray that you would use it for good, and Lord, for admonition and for encouragement to your people. And I pray that you'd help me. And I ask, Father, that you would bless these upcoming days. And I pray that you would do some special things, Lord, here in our next couple of weeks in our church. And Lord, we're just looking forward to all the planned, and yet we pray that you would anoint it. Be with our pastor tonight, we ask. Lord, I ask for a special anointing, and Lord, for his heart and life, and that you would give clarity as he leads, Lord, and as he encourages so many in the upcoming days. And so we ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated tonight. Thank you for standing. Well, Jenny and I, a few days ago, we love spending time as a family and with our kids, and I had just gotten back from a couple days missions trip briefly with our pastor, and we got back into town, and of course, school has ended, and we went to the award ceremony, and seemed like it was last Friday night. We decided, well, let's go out and celebrate. Our kids had gotten some, you know, pretty good grades, and they get that from their mother, amen, and some awards. And so we said, well, let's kind of do a double thing. We'll celebrate, and we'll also just spend some family time. So we got in the car, and started asking, where do you want to go? And of course, it just seems like the conversation always, you know, hovers around the topic of Chick-fil-A. Any of you know what I'm talking about, all right? And we just love it there. So we said, oh, well, let's do that. And so we kind of headed down to the Valencia area. I think that's the quickest or easiest or the closest Chick-fil-A around. And so we were heading down there, and we're just enjoying the time. And there went the off-ramp. And I thought, oh, man. And I told my wife, well, no problem. We'll just go down to the 5 North. And kind of get there that way. And so we got on the 5 North, and you all ever do that? You know, you kind of check traffic before you go somewhere. Anybody ever do that? I'm kind of obsessive about that. I'm always trying to find the quickest way. And so, boy, we got on that 5 North, but I didn't do that this time. I never looked, never thought to check traffic to see how it was. And how many of you have ever taken that off-ramp, and then all you see is just this sea of red lights? How many of you know what I'm talking about? And that feeling that, oh, man. And I mean, it wasn't slow. It was stopped. I mean, it was just completely dead. And so, you know, you kind of take your place in line, and, I figured out there was an accident up ahead, and of course, you can't go anywhere. It's not like you can get off. And now the questions begin to fly from the back seat. How many of you know what I'm talking about, all right? To make matters worse, somebody looked